Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Welcome to Nada
Yada Island. This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take Yada Yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Oh, man, it's my birthday and you are just totally pissed off. Like you just... Is it because it's not about you?
No, I like it when things aren't about me.
Oh.
Usually. Unless they're about me.
Why are you so angry? You came in with just such brute force. Hey, by the way, it's Bennett and Battle, hashtag fatherhood.
I'm just tired. Is today your actual birthday? So yeah. You've got the nice little...
Oh, yeah. They just gave this to me, my coworkers. A little happy birthday chain. I got a happy birthday crown.
Cost 8,000 tickets at Chuck E. Cheese to get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What year is this?
This is... I'm 37.
37?
37.
Wow, you're still a spring chicken.
Am I? I just got a birthday greeting. I checked my phone. It got an alert. I'm like, oh, who's this? It was AARP. I swear to God. AARP.
No, it was not.
With a birthday greeting. I swear. Nothing makes my tail wag more than a birthday greeting from AARP.
Give their marketing department credit for planting the seeds early.
Oh, my God.
When are you
God.
Eligible for AARP? What, American Association of Retired
me?
People?
They're grooming me.
Yeah. Like, when does that start? 55? 65?
I thought so. Is that like for your retirement? I'm 37.
I think you can join AARP at 55.
Okay. Well, I'm still 37.
But that's still 10 years away from being able to collect Social Security.
And I'll never have financial freedom to retire.
We will never have Social Security.
Right.
So that's going to be all used up by our parents.
I just saw, I just got a birthday greeting from my bank. Man, nothing makes you feel more old and lonely than those two notifications. My God, I'm going to kill myself. You know,
you don't get the little, it's not like when you're in school, like, you know, right. How you have like your birthday or Valentine's Day and everyone's got a little paper bag taped to their desk and everyone
Absolutely.
Goes around and dunks. My son just did that at his school, not for his birthday, but for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And you feel special.
And you feel special. Everyone feels special.
When does that stop? Like what age?
Apparently, like 37. It
37.
Sounds like
Like screeching downhill.
You don't get that anymore. You just get the notifications like, hey, it's AARP. Can't wait to see you in 20 years.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, hey, thanks. They woke up and chose violence. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Is nothing sacred? I can't have one day of peace?
We have a great new birthday rate, especially for you on CDs.
Right.
1.75%, which is dog shit. But for you, today,
for you,
it's 1.8%.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Well,
I'll tell you
birthday.
What even made me even more in a bad mood. You know, yesterday I went to the dentist, right? And it's been a minute since I've been to the dentist. I've been slacking on...
Well, it's tough to take care of yourself when you're taking care of a little human being.
100%. And a lot of those things, you know, I fell behind on. So anyway, I do this every year. I'm like, oh, it's my birthday. I better start, being an adult. So I go in for my cleaning. And is it just my dentist or is it all dentists where if you're behind on your cleanings, he makes you feel like a war criminal? Like I came in and he was such a dick to me.
Like this is the Hague?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
There is a little element of guilt that dentists love to do. Usually it's
Big
not the
time.
Dentist. It's usually the dental hygienist. And no offense to dental hygienists listening to the show, but it's usually a female's second career, I feel like. It's always somebody in like their maybe a member of the AARP.
Sure.
Like my dental hygienists are usually a female that is in her late 50s, early 60s.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's like, well, your gums are bleeding when I stab it with this pokey sharp thing. Yeah. It's like, no shit.
Are you flossing?
Like, right. Well, of course it bleeds. You're stabbing it with a sharp implement.
The guy was such a dick. The guy was a dick. And I was like, listen, been dealing with a bunch of stuff. And I haven't been taking care of myself as well as I should be. And he looks at my teeth and he goes, well, we have a lot of cleanup to do. That's for sure.
He's doubling down.
Yeah. Rolling up his sleeves. Let me get some elbow grease.
Oh, my God. Doing the batter signals, like calling in extra help.
Yeah, getting an assistance. I'm like, I just felt so uncomfortable. But anyway.
What is the problem? Like, you take care of yourself.
It wasn't that bad.
We were out drinking and you were vomiting and you were drunk and you still flossed afterwards.
Are you talking about the time at my old apartment where you were wheeling me around in a luggage cart at 3 o'clock in the morning? Is that what you're telling?
Yes.
When we got kicked out of that bar?
Statute of limitations is up on that. I think we could talk about that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We've had some wild times. All pre-kids. Any fun story I have is all pre-kids.
Yes. Maybe that's why I'm in such a rut. I need to get back to that.
Yeah, so back
stuff.
To you to being a grumpus.
No, I don't want... We can save that for the...
Yeah, you're going to save it? We almost didn't hit record on this thing.
I know.
We almost just went our separate ways.
I know. I'm in a funk. I don't know. I think it has to do with... We don't have daycare. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm jumping all over the place here.
No.
What's wrong with your teeth?
I just wanted to get a cleaning. See, when it's my birthday, I'm like, okay, let me go get a checkup. Let me go get my cleaning. I got my hair cut yesterday. I don't know. I feel as though it's kind of like a new year. You know what I mean? I don't treat New Year's Eve as a new year. I treat it like my birthday. So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got a cleaning. The whole point was the dentist is a dick and they shame you. And that's why people don't like to go to the dentist. It's also like it doesn't feel great, but also they're dicks.
Do you go every 6 months?
No, that's why he was pissed.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the problem. If you don't go, I don't want to say who it was. A public figure that I work with hadn't gone to the dentist in 10
public
years.
Public figure that you work with. Okay.
Hadn't gone to the dentist in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter who it is. If you don't go to the dentist in 10 years.
That's a long time.
Well, and then it just adds up and it kind of snowballs from there. Like, it's like, well, I don't want to go. They double down and not wanting to go because they haven't gone in 9 years. Well, I'm not going to go. I'll make it 10 years because I don't want to deal with the dentist being a dick.
Yeah.
Dentists are dicks, I guess.
Dentists are dicks. And that's honestly the message I want to get across on my birthday. And that's the premise of this podcast.
Do they give you like a toothbrush when you leave?
Oh, yeah. Anymore? He gave me a toothbrush. He gave me floss.
Oh, you get floss. That's nice.
He gave me toothpaste. Apparently, I came in there looking like Austin Powers and he had a lot of work to do. He was acting like I had George Washington teeth. Like, I have no idea why he was such a dick. And I explained to him, like I said, I was like, you know, I'm going through a lot. And then he didn't care. He was doubling down.
I think a lot of dentists and a lot of doctors and scientists are like that, where they get like the tunnel vision. Mm. They don't care. Like, his job is to make sure your teeth are healthy.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't care
clean.
About your
doesn't
mental
care
health.
About anything
he
else.
Doesn't care about. Yeah. Yeah.
Like he will cut off your nose if it means saving a tooth.
Oh,
do you 100%. Know what I mean? Because he doesn't care about, he just doesn't do rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
He focuses on teeth.
And he looks right in my eyes. He gets super close at the end of the exam. He goes, you know, you grind your teeth, right?
Yeah, because I'm nervous about coming to see you.
He's like, I'm going to get you fitted for a night guard. I'm like, I'm not wearing that.
I have a night guard.
I will whittle these bad. You wear a night guard.
I
am. Huh?
Yeah.
Is that why I hate your life?
I'll admit it. Well, no, but I do. Grind my teeth a lot and makes my teeth super sensitive.
Mm.
So I've been wearing a night guard
keeps
for like
from eight, hitting people.
Eight
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's good.
You know, I'm still ready to go at the drop of a hat when I'm awake, but when I'm sleeping, at least my teeth are protected now.
I can only imagine how pissed off your jaw is when you sleep. Just all that rage that's living inside your bones.
Harrison was being awful the other day. And he went down for a nap. It was last weekend. It was on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
He went down for his nap, which he's fighting now.
Did go down. Say goodbye to those naps. I'm doing the same thing with Kira.
He did go down for his 2 o'clock nap, and so did Dad.
Oh, yeah.
And Dad forgot, like, fuck this.
Grinding time.
I don't want to deal with anything for an hour. Everybody leave me the fuck alone. and I fell asleep, but I woke up and I didn't feel refreshed because I was grinding the whole time. I didn't put my night guard. It was daytime, so I guess it shouldn't be called a night guard. It should be called like a sleep guard, I guess. But
yeah,
so I didn't wear it, but stupid me. So now I wake up unrefreshed. He's back to being an asshole.
Wow, you're really chopping away over there, huh? It's a real problem in your life.
Now my teeth hurt. Now my teeth look good.
They do look good.
Thanks.
My dentist would be proud of you, maybe.
Oh, I always get an A+. So I've got this weird thing of
fuck you.
It goes back to being in like high school and I'm taking college, not to brag, but I was taking college courses at Syracuse when I was a senior in high school. But it goes back to like, I cannot, like, I have to get an A on this. I have to succeed. My wife is the same way. She's Asian, not to generalize, but she says it's like an Asian thing. Yeah. So I think like if I look at it as like a report card when I go to the dentist.
Right.
And we are instilling this, our poor son. It's like he's got two parents that are like this. You know what I mean? Like,
God,
what do you mean? You got an A. Why don't you ask for extra credit? Like that kind of stuff with his teeth.
Well, the great thing is he won't grow up with any problems. You know?
No, none, not at all. He might have to see a licensed therapist by the time he turns 18 as a result of our parenting, but his teeth will be right as rain. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So if I don't get an A+ at the dentist, then something's wrong.
So I'm the opposite. So I'm a crammer. I cram for the test like in high school or whatever. I didn't pay attention. Didn't take notes.
You're gargling Listerine the entire drive.
So this
dentist.
Was me in the parking lot. I got there early. I was in the parking lot and I was flossing in the parking lot thinking like, this will get him. Like, he'll have no idea. Of course, I floss 8 times a day. But, like, they go
you
to school.
You are a flosser.
Yeah, I floss.
Yeah.
But, like...
No, I'm saying you take care of yourself. That's why I'm surprised at this.
I mean, I was slacking a little bit, but he could tell, like, you know, you just floss in the parking lot? Like, I could tell, like, this is... You don't do this on a regular basis lately. It reminded me of, like, your physical exams, like, in school... I remember like, you know, having like a really crappy diet, eating fast food or bloaty sandwiches like when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And then like the night before the physical, I take a handful of like Flintstones chewables. I'm like, that will take care of it all.
You know? Getting blood work done in kindergarten to make sure your levels are all right? What do you?
A couple of these will do the trick. That will cancel everything out. So that's kind of what it reminded me of. And then I got into the dentist and sure enough, he was like, no, you're a horrible person.
I think that's human nature, though.
Really?
Like life. Well, life is busy. Look at all the things we have going on. And I'm dealing with taxes now on top of mortgage payments, HOA payments, work. Kids,
and like you said, how we opened up this podcast is like when you start taking care of a little person, especially in the beginning when they can't do anything for themselves. Now, Kira knows what to do, but she just won't do them. But yeah, like,
there's a difference.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right, especially in my scenario, like I lit a lot of those things for me, like fall on the wayside. So I guess now as I enter 37, I want to put on my oxygen mask first. You know what I mean?
I get it. But look, there's only so much time in the day. So
right.
Look at it as like a bank. There's only so much room to put in that vault. And if you're filling it up with caring for another person.
And yourself.
Well, some of that stuff that like you would focus on like self-care would probably go by the wayside.
Yeah.
What else is there? You know what I mean? It's that's why you see like the dad bods. That's why you see like the guys just, oh my God, my shirt's on backwards and I'm out in public. I forgot. I'm in a dad daze.
Right.
Right. Even though the mom is doing most of the shit, we don't handle it as well.
What was that? This is a random callback, but it made me think of it like from podcasts ago. You're telling me about a dad that had a shirt on, like a random shirt that you saw, like you were out at like the Please Touch Museum.
He had a Playboy shirt on.
A Playboy shirt on, yeah. Like one of those fucks, you know? No, like...
He was just a douchebag. I think there's a difference. Wearing like the Kirkland long sleeve t-shirt from Costco and he just put it on backwards because he's in a daze. This guy's just like trying to be the cool hipster shitbag.
I'm stepping up my game. I've been drinking green juices every day, literally every day. Homemade.
Shamrock shakes.
A homemade. Yeah, you guessed it. No, but my wife's making these. It has like kale and broccoli, sprouts and spinach. I'm going to live until I'm freaking 150.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that too, just for the sake of, again, it's not just you anymore. I'm not going to go out and have 7 beers and laugh with my friends and just because I don't care what I'm doing with my body. And I'm younger, you can bounce back quicker. It's you're a husband now, you're a father now. You know, if you... This never would have happened, but if say you have to you're behaving recklessly, you're out with your recreational activities, yeah, you have to go to the hospital and get your stomach pumped. That's that's not very responsible as a husband and a father. It doesn't mean you can't go out and have a good time.
Are you explaining your college career to us?
My point is, but I have been doing the same thing. I've been reading this book called How Not to Die.
Okay.
It's kind of ominous sounding, but it's really about what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat. It's written by this doctor.
And it really comes down to that, too. I mean, I've been exercising every day, too, but I feel like the eating thing, I've been eating a lot cleaner lately. I say lately. It's been like less than a month. I've been really like focusing on it. And I feel better. I feel I have more energy.
You know what? I feel way worse. Maybe
really?
That's why, because I've been eating. Not that I ate poorly before, but I'm cutting down on meat for the cholesterol.
Oh, I see. I'm eating more meat, but less carbs. Like no.
Now, see, I think carbs are fine. Look, I'm not a fucking doctor or a dietitian or anything like that. You're eating whole grains. What's wrong?
Thank God you're not a fucking dentist. I fucking hate you. Jesus Christ.
Some GMO organic.
Oh, yeah. Free range.
Whole grains. Free range. Stop it.
But I've been
range is not. Look.
What?
Eggs are bullshit.
Oh, wow.
Caged. Look, if you're buying eggs, please, everyone listening. And I've had this argument with my wife over the fucking eggs.
Let me into what goes on in your household. Okay, let me in on this.
Either buy the cheapest eggs you can possibly get your hands on.
Okay.
Or spend $7 on a carton for pasture raised. Because those are the only differences. Everything else is just marketing nonsense. Cage free doesn't mean anything. They're just in a larger cage.
It's time to take down the big egg business. Big egg. You know, it's time to take down big egg.
But does your daughter eat eggs?
She used to eat them a lot more, but yeah, she... Not really.
I'm saying she doesn't have any egg allergy or anything like that. Okay.
She used to eat it. She used to eat so much different things, like when she was really little, when we were doing like the baby led, what's it called? Baby led weaning? Leaning? Weaning?
Baby weaning?
Weaning?
Leaning?
Baby led. I don't know.
No,
what
weaning
called.
Sounds right.
Sure.
I wish our wives were here. They
could
tell
this
us.
Is such a dad conversation. Wait. Kira had a physical the other day because we're getting her into school, right? And so
did you shove a handful of Flintstone vitamins in her mouth beforehand?
I crammed a bunch in her.
This worked for me.
Yeah. Go get them. No. So Kira had to use the potty. So my wife took her down the hall to use the potty. So just me and her pediatrician. And this is the first time we're meeting this new pediatrician. She goes, so what school are you putting her into? And it was like the one thing I didn't know. I was like, oh, well, I was like, my wife should be back like any second. Like, hold on. Let me get my wife in here.
The doctor probably, is it a female doctor?
Yeah.
So she just rolled her eyes like, dads.
I'm 0-2 when it comes to doctors this week. I'm screwing it up.
All right. Well, I'm sure they won't hold you accountable for it. I probably could tell you the name of my son's school.
The one that he's currently enrolled in?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think so. I think I could tell you the name of it.
Kira's process, like she has to enter a lottery. Like, so the fact that I didn't know it is not too bad because it's still undecided, but your son goes there how often?
Twice a week.
Okay.
What's today? Wednesday?
No. What's my son's name?
He's not there right now. Okay. I think part of the problem
is... Where is your son?
He's with his mom somewhere.
Okay.
The part of the problem is, and this is probably why I've been in such a daze and in a rut, part of it, not the only reason.
No, you're an onion. There's a lot of layers to peel here.
We don't have daycare this week, so we're kind of like... doing stuff and working remotely and trying to make things work.
So Harry's a part of things that he normally hasn't been a part of.
Right.
This week.
He told me to stop screaming the other day because I was on the phone with somebody, one of our coworkers.
Oh, my God.
Daddy, no. No scream. Harry don't like it.
Well, welcome to my life because Kira, she doesn't go to daycare. So the only time that she has daycare is when we go to our health club and they watch her up to 2 hours and she does all these classes, gymnastics, art, yoga, sports.
Right.
She'll do all that. But the rest of the time, she's with either me or her mom. So.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Like a lot of times I'm interviewing people at home, right? Like doing one of those Zoom interviews.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Shakira. Hold on.
Yeah. And Kira's, you know, dancing or singing Frozen songs in the back. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, no, I think people get it. You want to take a break and we'll talk to you about my latest venture?
I'm curious. Okay. Yeah, I want to know what's going on with you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take Yada Yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back. Hashtag fatherhood battle. What is going on with you?
So I was looking for I've been in a rut, and I'm like, I don't know what the problem is. Do you feel better if you have a beer? Do you drink during the week? Or does it make you feel worse?
Have you already been drinking?
No, I wish. Look, no, because there are some people that having like consuming alcohol makes them a jerk. Do you know what I mean?
I think my belief is that alcohol or any type of drug will just enhance what you currently are feeling, like what you currently are.
Yeah.
So if you're happy, I think it'll make you happier. I think if you're depressed, I think you shouldn't be drinking. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it heightens.
Well, it's definitely a depressant. So you feel,
I think it just,
if I'm depressed and I'll have a couple of beers, it actually, look, I'm not like a cheery individual when I'm sober.
What?
But if I have a couple of beers, I'm fine. I'm great. Mm. So I wonder if it just,
but what about the next day?
It dulls the noise a little bit for me. I don't know. I'm not encouraging it. I'm not advocating for it.
So do you drink during the week?
Like tonight I might. I might have a couple beers with dinner or a beer with dinner. We'll see how the day goes.
Yeah, I don't drink during the week only because I wake up so early. But tonight I might have some wine for my birthday.
Yeah.
A little red
something
wine.
Like that. I'm not talking about like crushing a case of Natty Ice.
Well, this weekend
Wednesday
you better have Bao Chow Dry for you because we're...
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get to that in a second. I actually thought, so your birthday observed is Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was a surprise. And you're fully aware that this is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. I've been tiptoeing around this for 2 weeks.
Oh,
3 weeks.
Oh, let's talk about it. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if there's something to talk about, but was it supposed to be a surprise and you found out?
No, it's just,
Or you just don't have your shit together, so your wife was the one contacting
you. Listen,
me,
I already got shit from my dentist, my wife. I don't need it from you two. No, I don't have my shit together. You're right. And I also wouldn't take the initiative and reach out to my three best guy friends to hang out.
Okay.
So she took the reins. But anyway, back to why you are
all right, cool. Well, she's coming. I will drive there. She will drive back. Is that okay?
It is okay.
Because she doesn't drink.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to bring my son too. Is that all right?
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Kids are allowed.
Is he drinking?
He might have some Ripple milk.
I want to see it.
Okay. Good. So anyway.
So
yeah,
you're going to be a hoot on Saturday because you are in a rut. You're angry. You came in foaming at the mouth.
Well, I just feel like I've been sleeping a lot. Like I'm exhausted. I slept well last night and I'm still.
You're
like,
grinding your teeth.
Yeah, I'm not refreshed. You know, you and I both do this where we'll list out a bunch of tasks.
Oh, yes.
Write them down.
Absolutely.
Right. And then you cross them off when they're done. Mm-hmm. Even if you did something before you started creating the list. You go, I brushed my teeth. Well, maybe not for you. I brushed my teeth this morning. That happened an hour ago, but I'm going to write that down, cross it off just so it looks like I accomplished something.
Absolutely.
And it usually feel better at the end of the day. And you look at this list where everything's crossed off and you toss that thing into the recycling bin so the garbage man can put it in the garbage anyway. But lately, I haven't been feeling like that weight is being lifted.
Wow,
or when I work out, I don't feel better after working out.
Huh.
So my wife is like, maybe you should talk to somebody. Like you said, I'm an onion. I got a lot going on.
You do.
Upstairs.
It gets stinkier every day.
So I fucking call.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I go on Google. Who's going to leave a review for a therapy or a psychologist or a therapist office on Google and have it be a good one? Do you know
what
I mean?
Right.
So it's all look, the internet is filled with lonely, angry people as it is. So most reviews tend to be, tends to be a negative place. So most reviews are negative.
Social media, everything. Yeah. People go online for negative. Yeah.
Maybe I should have listened to the reviews of this one establishment. Uh-oh. So I call and I'm like, are you accepting new patients? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, when can I come in? She goes, we're all full.
Okay.
And just silence. I go, what do you mean? She goes, we're all full. I'm like, you're full. You're okay. I'm just kind of like confused. Now, I should not be surprised because no one's good at their job anymore. Everything, nothing works. I just expect everyone to, you go to a new doctor's office, they lose your health insurance information or they have different information or it's a wrong address. Something is always wrong.
Sure.
Nothing works. Nothing is good. And this is a therapist's office,
right?
And part of the reason I'm calling is to alleviate some of my anxiety and frustration so I can be a better husband and father.
And they're just making it worse.
They're making it worse.
Right.
This fucking mutant is adding to it.
They're just poking the bear at this point.
No, we're all full. You're all full. Your roster's full? Yeah. Like, okay, well, you're accepting new patients, but I can't see someone. Right. Like, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. What am I missing?
Like, I'm confused. Like, she's like, we're all full. We don't have any appointments today. I go, I'm not looking to come in today.
Today?
Like, I'm calling a pizzeria. You're telling me you're out of pizza.
Right.
That's fine. But at some point in the near future, right at this moment, you're out of pizza. Some point in the near future, you will be firing more dough and sauce and cheese into the oven. Correct? Okay, I understand your analogy.
Wait, you use a pizza analogy on them?
I've used the pizza analogy.
I thought that was just for me.
No, you have to dumb things down for everyone.
Oh, my God.
You have to be relatable to stupid people now. So
did they make room for you that day? They're like, oh, sir, no, I didn't realize how bad this was. We cleared our schedule today.
Right. So I think she's getting a little leery of me. And she took my information. And as I'm talking to you about it now, I should have just hung up. And try to find somebody else. But it's... Wait, go ahead.
No, I'm So did you find a therapist?
No! This was yesterday.
This is Yeah, we need to get someone on the phone now.
No, I know our... Well, this is why I have you. This is what the show is for,
not
right?
Qualified.
Selfishly.
Right.
We have, like... Our company provides, like, 4 free...
I use those,
Did you? You do them virtually? So the virtual visits, like over a laptop or something, right?
Oh, okay. No, I did though. I didn't like the Zoom.
Yeah, so I feel like it's a little stifling,
a
right? Yeah,
there's, it feels very personal.
There's a lag, right? Because
right.
It's over the internet. So,
and it's weird, like sharing all of the worst things that go on in your mind, like on Zoom.
Yeah, especially if you put on like filters
my cat's
or something.
Looking at me.
I got like the cat ears on or some weird elf filter.
Right. Something's missing there. Yeah. I'm with you.
So maybe I shouldn't use that. I was going to use that as like a...
I think you got to go in person.
Break the glass in case of emergency. Yeah, but who's got time for that? I'm going to drive a half hour to sit there and this Freudian thing for an hour to come back. It sucks when you're starting from scratch, too. You have to give them all the info.
That's why I've never changed hairdressers. I keep the same person. just because you don't have, like, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, what, like, all that small talk.
Yeah. But yeah,
I don't like starting from the beginning.
No.
And especially with a therapist. Yeah. But you said you broke up with your last one. So, or did he break up with you?
Well, so the pandemic, he was kind of like, I don't think I can help you anymore. Which is better than the pandemic happened. Then I got married.
That's not a good sign.
Right. When your therapist fires you?
When a pandemic and people are losing their jobs and people are worried about their income. And he's like, I'm willing to lose you as a patient because I don't think there's nothing in this world I could say to you right now that's going to help you.
This is above my pay grade.
Right.
He was better than the guy that wanted me to join the Navy.
Someone wanted you to join the Navy. That would solve your, so, like, that would give you a routine, like a regimen to.
Yeah. But then I got offered the job here when we were CBS in Philly. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to take that instead of joining the Navy. I was going to go.
Did you consider the Navy?
Yeah. I was going to go to Navy officer school. I went through MEPS and everything. So this guy was like, you should, I think looking back at it, he was like, I'm going to pick somebody up or pluck them out of their little safety arena there and drop them down into someplace.
Yeah.
Different, I think, was his MO. So,
right.
And he was like former military, so he was like, "You should."
That's
just
probably
join
his answer for everything.
Yes, it was like, "Wait a minute,
what's your problem?"
This
Navy?
Is crazy, right? Like it's like, yeah, that Seinfeld episode where Kramer gets Elaine's friend to join the army. What the hell's going on? And I told my Navy recruiter at the time that I got offered the job here. Is like, oh yeah, no, you should definitely do that instead of do this.
My God. So what you're telling me is you're between therapists, you are in a rut, you're depressed, nothing's making you happier anymore, so you've resorted to drinking.
No, I haven't drank anything yet.
Oh, yet.
Right.
Be worried yet.
Well, it's only 11.
Right. The day's young. The day is young.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
Baby weaning?
Weaning?
Leaning?
Baby let... I don't know.
No, weaning sounds right.
Sure.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take Yada Yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.